This show is very not safe for work. The works being read do not represent the views of the hosts or guests. This show is a roast and should not be taken seriously. Okay, I'm going to look up what it's technically called.
Are you just coming in your pasta?
No,
is that your seasoning?
No, I'm not coming in my pasta.
You're supposed to put a little olive oil in it, not a little human oil.
I prefer red sauce anyway.
Are you sure it's not like ectoplasm? We all know that Steve is haunted and technology dies in his house a horrible death.
God damn it.
But I don't see what that has to do with pasta snot.
No, see, that's,
well,
that's
wait,
the
wait,
thing.
Wait, wait, wait. Are you suggesting that perhaps the reason that Steve-O is afraid of his own penis is because he uses it to season his own pasta and it ruins it every time?
I am going to the bathroom. I'll be back.
I'll be dente.
Also, let's talk about why are you straining your pasta?
It's Friday Night Fan Fiction Season 11 Super Hilarious Mega Funny Intro Bumper or whatever.
Also, holy crap, I forgot how dry these Nature Valley granola bars are.
Ah, so much saliva is needed to swallow. I have to David it up until David comes in here to David it up himself.
Oh. I like how David was here early and he's still late to show recording.
He's not late for another 4 minutes. I mean, you know he will be.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, at the Manhattan District Office.
Damn it. Who told him?
He heard us.
Yeah.
Hey, Logan, did you get SMS'd by Sean?
I did not get SMS'd. He messaged me on Discord and was like, are you on for tonight? And it's like, am. I'm in the call already.
You go, no, not at all.
Well, shit.
Uh-oh, we got a crying baby.
Oh, no.
It's always good. Hey, let's see if video cards are back in stock. No.
I mean, they were for like a second, according to one Facebook article in Britain, and then top comment was, and it's gone.
Yep.
I mean, as long as you're not looking for the 3090.
I mean,
No. There are no graphics cards.
Oh, really?
There are no graphics cards in America.
What do you mean there's no graphics cards?
There are no graphics cards available for purchase, either this generation or last generation, or even the generation prior to that. Prices are up 400%.
What?
Yes.
Why?
So what you're saying is I should charge Wally even more.
Yes. You should mark up.
Yeah, all right. Sorry, Wally. You're getting gouged. Gouged, buddy.
There's such a limited run right now, and so many people are inside. Everybody has spent money on graphics cards. And right around November, anything in the GTX 1000 or RTX 2000 series, they stopped manufacturing those. All of the surplus is gone. And as soon as any of the new, like, 3000 line for NVIDIA or 5000 or even 6000 line for AMD comes in stock, bam, immediately bought up by scalpers.
I could sell my NVIDIA 2080 Ti for $1,100.
So what you're saying is now is not a good time for me to build a new computer.
Correct. Looking at the Newegg featured graphics cards, we have a GeForce GT 1030. Ooh.
I mean, that's an upgrade from what I have.
A GT 710.
Ooh. That's a downgrade.
And then literally it says the 3900 out of stock, 3090 out of stock, 3070 out of stock, 3080 out of stock, 6800 out of stock. Everything else is out of stock. Let's see, 4K gaming cards. The entire page of 4K gaming cards says out of stock.
Damn, bro.
This is how bad things have gotten. It's, ugh. Anyways, this is Friday Night Fan Fiction, where apparently we're talking about graphics cards, League of Legends, and Bernie Sanders supporting your merch table.
I am asking you once again to add me on League of Legends.
Why League of Legends?
Because I suggested it. Nobody was suggesting anything, so I'm like, what's the worst thing I can suggest? Oh, League of Legends.
Oh, for fanfiction. Okay.
Yeah.
Sonic and the Search for Love.
I'd rather not.
We can play some League of Legends if you want, Logs. It's
I
really,
have no desire to play League of Legends.
Why not? It's really good.
No, it's not.
It's so good, Logan.
It's
actually, it's one of the best fun games you could play, Logan. It's very good. Oh no, I'm coughing up black bile again.
That's the price you pay for lying. What thing are you trying to connect to?
Wait, you haven't heard anything in 5 minutes? Craig, you've been on. I hate you, Craig.
Hey, I haven't heard anything in 5 minutes.
Doo-doo-doo. Haven't heard anything in 5 minutes.
Haven't heard anything for 5 minutes. Has something gone wrong? Or are you just taking a break? Or have you forgotten to tell me to leave? No, I'm talking to you now.
Konnichiwa.
Also, thank God. Biden's been president for 7 hours and 33 minutes. And the country is, of course, a socialist communist tire fire now.
Finally.
Tire fires.
One of my coworkers today. Shut up. Fucking shut up. It's my turn to speak. I am more miserable than all you assholes.
Yeah, because you work at a police department.
Yeah. Fucking sucks. All right. So today, one of my coworkers kept going on and on about how the Chinese president has been inaugurated today. And I'm like, fucking shut up, you sack of fat shit.
Better than the Russian president.
I'm not trying to fat shit. Fat people are great. This guy is like a sack of fat shit.
No, okay, a sack of fat shit's different than a fat sack of shit. A sack of fat shit is like your butthole literally is tearing apart at the seams from how fat the shit is.
No, it's when you drink those like weight loss shakes that make you just not process fat, so it comes out of your butthole as like slime.
Bunny brought up a very good point, and I wanted to point it out to say like, oh, so did you enjoy the Russian president better?
That's what I said.
Oh,
that's what Sean said too, apparently. But I drowned him out by being an oafish asshole.
Yeah, you sorry, yelled Sean. Over top of me.
I'm sorry, Sean.
That's all right. I love you.
I'll never do it again.
But wait a minute. Now, which of you is more miserable? Because then you get to be louder.
No, I'm still more miserable than him.
Yeah, you are.
He's got weed to like balance it out. I don't.
I do.
Technically, we have weed in America, too. It's just...
It's some parts.
Yeah, not for Florida, because it's the devil's cabbage, the left-handed cigarette of Satan.
Why don't you just smoke a palm tree?
Because there's no joy in it. It's just pollen in Florida.
Just eat some PCP like everyone else in Florida.
Crack pipe.
But no, this does feel somewhat momentous to us, not only because we're still backlogged into the post-election pre-Christmas era of episodes that need to be posted, but also that this entire past year we've only come up with a handful of episodes, and now we're finally potentially maybe coming out of the tunnel. No?
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa. Dave, we can finally go to Japan again.
Yeah, no, we can't yet.
I'm fairly certain we can.
Not yet.
As only one of us here has been vaccinated.
Yeah.
Sometime. Perceivably in the future, we will potentially, maybe, possibly be allowed out into the real world. Maybe. But I digress. David wanted to talk about League of Legends, but this is Friday Night Fan Fiction. Joining me tonight are usually David, usually Logan, and usually Sean, and unusually not Valorant.
How unusual.
She's taking a day off. She was supposed to get back surgery, but it didn't happen because her doctor got sick.
Oh, he got the COVID?
I don't know if he got the COVID, but that's my worry because they scheduled her for 3 weeks from now.
Three people in my direct chain of command got the COVID.
Oh, no. Did they spend time in DC?
No. Mm. Our section captain and his two admin assistants have COVID.
Ooh.
And I'm like, unfortunately, I am not exposed, which means no time off for David.
Also, no death.
Yeah, you don't want COVID, dude.
Yeah, but I could have had time off, man. You get 2 free weeks of time off for COVID.
That's not... Okay, you're giving credence to the people who are trying to say COVID is fake.
No, I'm not. See, Steve, what I'm doing here is trying to give credence to the fact that I didn't get 2 weeks of paid vacation, bro.
Aren't you done with Cyberpunk already?
No, I haven't actually finished it. I fucking hate that game.
Wait, what?
Yeah, didn't you hear? It was a bad game.
I realize we're on a tangent already, but please tell me, why do you hate it?
It's not good.
It's not.
That's it. That's the reason it's not good.
Yeah, it's just not a good
game.
It's
broken.
And Waffle says, don't hate Cyberpunk. All right, I don't legitimately hate Cyberpunk. I am just uninvested because of the way that I play the game is not rewarding me. I play the game with that weird freak of, I'm going to go do everything else that I can that has nothing to do with the main storyline, and then I will do the main storyline.
So does that count as Bethesda gameplay or Yakuza gameplay?
Probably Yakuza gameplay, but the problem is that Cyberpunk is written in a way that if you do side stories, you'll end up having narrative dissonance between what you're doing and what the main story is having you experience. You have to do a lot of front running on the main story to get to the point where it would make narrative sense, and I don't like that. It's not bad writing, because there are a lot of really good stories in Cyberpunk. It's just lazy tying things together writing.
Yeah.
Okay. So not like Deus Ex style, where it feels weird because you're doing something and then somebody comes up to you and says, hey, you want to go to a club?
Right. No. Like, that shit happens all the time in Cyberpunk. I don't care. That's just life, you know? Whatever.
Yeah. Who gives a care? Absolutely.
Again, my issue is that it's a big poopy butt game that doesn't work good. That's a different story. It's like, oh, well, every game's like that now. Like, no, not every game is like that now. I don't accept that so many other games that makes this game okay by default.
There are games on the PlayStation 2 that are more fleshed out and have better AI than fucking Cyberpunk does.
I would agree with that assessment.
Yeah, but how many other video games can you think of where they just shrank down the adult size models and put the made them, they became kids?
They became kids.
That is so unsettling. I saw those pictures. I did not approve. But let's get to reading. You can talk about the freaky shrunken adults in a little bit.
No, I think we should talk about how you think that the word dada is an actual word.
It's not.
It is.
It's not.
It is.
It's a type of art. It's a type of art.
What do you want my fucking kid to say instead of dada?
Just get decaphobia.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Batman. Batman is easy enough to say. It's two syllables.
I want him to say dump truck.
Dump truck's the bar.
You can't.
Dump truck's the bar. Slogan wins. Sorry, Steve.
Wait a minute. Sorry. He's my son.
Yeah, and now he's our son.
He's everyone's son.
Wait, yeah, I'm fairly certain he's like at least partly my son, since I did name him.
Shut up.
He's very mad about this, and that's funny to me.
I named him long before anyone else did.
No, no, you did not.
Yes, I did.
No, you did not.
Yeah, he did. It's around the show.
No,
this
I have
public record of it.
God damn it. I hate the Council of Three so much.
Gooble gobble, gooble gobble.
This has nothing to do with the Council of Three.
What was I doing again? Aren't we supposed to be reading on this damn show?
Also, Waffle says that dada is a word to describe something that's avant-garde, so it's automatically not a word.
That's what I was saying. Once again, people don't listen to me.
Because we can't hear you.
Yeah, it's because you turn into a robot every time you talk.
I am once again asking you to stop talking over Sean.
Don't talk over Sean. I don't know why you're JFK now, but, you know. Don't talk over Sean.
It's good to know that your kid is already a hipster just like you.
Yay! Thank you.
If you haven't been watching it, though, WandaVision's actually pretty good. So,
no desire to watch that.
I don't have free time, Dave.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
My only free time is ever spent doing the show, editing the show, or working. All other moments are taking care of baby that is not named by Logan.
It's named by me.
Like, shout out to Kyle Krause. If you guys don't remember, Kyle Krause is the guy who ran Nitro Gaming Injection.
Podcast. Nitro Lame Infection?
Well, sure. But he posted a tweet, right? And it says, well, so much for all that QAnon horseshit, eh? And it's just a picture of Sonic the Hedgehog. And it says, cope. That's good.
All right. Well, you requested League of Legends, and you specifically requested Yordle?
Yeah, Yordle.
For the Chortles.
You requested a Yordle story?
Yes, Josh specifically said short stacks, and I'm okay with that.
Okay, well, you get to read first, Encounter 2.
Oh, God damn it, me first? Why?
You picked it.
No, that's not fair.
You want to talk about the short stack, Yordle's getting it on.
I mean, yeah, I'll be honest.
Yeah, there you go. Encounter 2 by Visific. Teemo, Tristana, porn without plot. After an incident in boot camp, the two meet years later and make up for lost time. There's not enough Yordle smut in general.
See?
Here's my contribution made.
How is this 18 pages?
Here's my contribution made to win a bet.
Fair. Never underestimate the power of the scout's code. Anyway, Encounter 2. He wasn't really sure of why they always ended up in these situations.
Record scratch.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Teemo. That's me there. You might be wondering how I got here.
It wasn't the first time either, he reminded himself as he climbed the stairs to her bedroom. All right, we're already getting sussy. It was as much of an enigma as the reason why life always seemed to bring them back together. make them revel on each other, and cruelly split them again. This had to be around the third time they'd encountered each other, and Timo noticed that every encounter they seemed to bond closer.
Closer.
As if Destini wanted to torture him.
Isn't Destini a kind of fucking pasta?
Maybe?
Why would you fuck pasta?
Yeah, it's kind of fuck pasta.
I mean, you use it to make the hentai noises, sure, but...
So there's those gigantic hollow shell noodles to stick your dick in.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you go...
Yeah, you get them, like, nice and floppy. You know, I like my pussy al dente, so...
I like my pussy al dente? Really?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a good episode title. Logan doesn't come up with episode titles very often. I think he's due.
I come up with them all the time.
Nah.
Yeah, he does.
You don't listen to the fucking show, so you wouldn't know.
Logan, you don't understand, man. You don't understand.
Shall we try it?
Should we try al dente pussy? Yeah,
no, God.
It's good.
Oh, no. What? No. It's all like hard-boiled or whatever.
Hard-boiled pussy is the all-girl detective show I never knew I needed until now.
She was a well-to-do cop with a chip on her shoulder and double D's in her bra.
She was the secretary that was thrust into a world that was not her own.
Her own?
Her own.
Her own?
Hard-boiled pussy, let's go!
Hard-boiled pussy. Rated R, starts Friday.
Directed by Grandma Nutt.
Executive producer Dick Wolf.
Boom, 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 boom.
Gagong.
Boom, 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 boom. Anyway, jamba, jamba.
Juice.
Hasana una wookie nipple pinchy.
That was like one of the good Family Guy bits.
Ah, so that's why they call it that.
Please keep going.
If you're unfamiliar, Steve, that bit right there was like, I have to do this, Lois Lane, and then I will become Superman 4, The Quest for Peace.
Ah, so that's why they call it that.
I hate you. I knew that joke already.
I know. It's good. Tristana sat on the bed and stared down at the floor, not acting suggestively, nor mentioning the intense kiss they just had at the sofa.
You know what? Sorry. No, tangent again. Do you think Trump's going to send out a message to his neighbors every day saying, I will be having many calls and many important meetings?
No, but he will probably say, that's why I have to become Donald Trump, President 45. And then Family Guy will be like,
the quest for that's why peace. They call
it. It wouldn't be the quest for peace. He's like, Donald Trump's superhero is Pluto Nash at this point. Let's be real.
Oh, God, no. I recently rewatched that movie, and it is...
Or he's the bad guy from The Rocketeer. It's fine, too.
Why would you watch it in the first place?
Everybody listening, Pluto Nash is a horrid piece of trash.
Yes.
But there is a scene where Rosario Dawson gets breast enlargement with a laser beam, and that's fucking rad. All right? Shut up, Logan.
Back to Timo Tatiana.
Tristana.
Tiditana.
Never underestimate the power of the Scout's Code, Steve.
I'm underestimating the power of the Scout's Code.
Well, then you're going to get mushroomed, bro.
Shit.
But he could guess her intentions from the apparently innocent suggestion that they move to her room. And he believed he knew exactly what she wanted. But now they were actually at the room. She didn't do any advances. Women are so complicated. People were so complicated. I mean, did you see Donald Trump the last 4 years? Talk about complicated.
You know what? Let's just get all the jokes out of our system now.
You want us to stop making jokes?
Oh, I got it. Donald Trump, the Phantom Menace.
Funny.
Donald Trump, a golf twitler.
You're just going to go over all the nicknames you came up for your poll?
Yes.
I did like the Photoshop of the MyPillow guy hugging Trump's butt.
Ugh. Gross.
Yeah, it's gross.
I don't get why people think that people are deserving of platforms when free speech is free speech and all, but you don't get to have a platform if you're stupid.
You also don't get a platform on a private site when you break their terms of service.
Yeah, well, you know, tell that to Twitter, who took fucking too long to deal with that. I'm still pissed about that.
Yep.
I want first graders to get a first degree in the First Amendment. please.
Yeah, fucking get out of here, Ned Flanders.
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
Can you do Ned Flanders as if he was voiced by Peter Griffin?
That's a hard one.
Hey there, homie.
No shit. This is Ned Flanders.
Hey there, homie. Howdy diddly diddly doon.
I can't. They're too far apart.
He can't do it.
They're too far apart.
Hey there, homie.
Wow, no. That's not. Mm-mm.
That was definitely not.
Still better than yours, which is just Ned Flanders.
Neither were good. Like, seriously.
I will settle for this.
Neither were fucking good.
Play that song. Play the next song.
It's a song, a remix from Chrono Trigger.
Next song is another Green Hill Zone remix.
Yeah, no.
I am not having a good time. I'm so not having a good time.
What was the last song that we did listen to for OK? I'll go look, please.
Yeah, go look and I'll continue reading. All right, now that he's gone, I can continue reading unabated. God damn it, he won't shut up.
Yeah, no, he just keeps fucking interrupting us so much. So,
God, Sean, are you the Council of Three now?
I was always the Council of Three.
All right, just checking because you're not joining on us on bagging on Steve.
I did.
You got a bag on Steve Harder, man.
Did Steve just leave or did...
No,
I don't know. Steve left. All right, Steve.
And now he's back.
Now he's back.
All right, he's back. Hey, Steve, we read the whole story. It's done.
Yeah, we definitely did.
All 18 pages.
Dave, keep reading. You're on page 2.
No, yeah, we're on page 18 at the end.
Dave, read. You're on page 2.
No, the last word of the story was, fill her with bliss.
Dave.
What?
Keep reading.
Keep reading what? We finished the story.
Damn. Chad, you were gone for so long.
You requested this?
Chad, help somebody out. Come on, be on my side for this.
There's, 21 there's... minutes in. I'm just pointing that out. 21 minutes in.
What?
Yeah, we've already started reading. I don't know what you're trying to say.
Yeah, we finished a whole story. It's crazy.
Sonic and Tails were best friends.
Yeah.
They sure were.
Mills, Tails, and Knothole Village.
Butthole Village.
Knothole.
Butthole.
I'm going to knot your whole village.
Dear God, no.
Dear God, yes.
Anyways, David, please go.
Okay. She pet the space next to her, wanting him to sit there. He didn't know why he obeyed. Probably because he's going to get some of that sweet Yordle booty.
Yeah, some of that sweet al dente Yordle booty.
Yeah, here we go. He's going to gank her so good in her sweet al dente booty that's also a Yordle booty. It's just like you're trying to say something sexy, but it like completely comes out wrong. So you're like, yeah, you really like it when I do the pirouette next to you, don't you?
I do actually like it when you do the pirouette next to me. It makes me feel very sensual.
I mean, I would hope so. Like, I'm over here like being your black swan and you're over there just going, nah, we're going to watch Iga again.
I mean, why would we not watch Iga again?
You spent so long just now reading and then going immediately to the not reading.
Yes.
That's a good gummy bear.
Ooh. Or the not hole.
What kind of gummy bears you got there, buddy?
We have Albanese World's Best Sour Stay Sour Gummy Bears.
I love the Albanese bears.
They're so good, man. All right, last gummy bear. Let's get back on this. All right, last gummy bear. All right. Trishana flopped on the bed, fell flat on her back, eyes closed and hands behind her head. Only the gods could guess what she's going through her mind. She sighed and stretched lazily. Her bare midriff stretched too. God, yeah. Giving him the absolute best view of her toned flat abdomen.
Whoa, she's got a flat abdomen?
Yeah, a flat abdomen, man. That's the new item you can get in League of Legends. They just added it to the game.
Yeah, how much does it cost?
1,600 gold to build, and it builds into Tier of the Goddess.
Oh, of course.
I can't find the exact song, but I'm under the assumption that we have 1,300 songs to catch up on.
Why is that the number, you think?
Because I don't remember us ever hitting the 3,000 mark.
Oh, fair enough.
Still find out what was the last song that played.
Yeah, find out what the last song
was. Okay, all right, I'll insert it here.
No, you won't.
I inserted the overlaid pizza time in the episode that I was working on. The one that you deliberately said I would cut out because I was lazy just to prove you wrong.
That's why I say those things on the episodes, so you have to agree with me.
I was all up in Steve's mind. It's like psychology, but in reverse. Hold on, I have to post a really good art. Bear Midriff 2. Absolute best view of the abdomen. He shouldn't have been as interested as he was, especially without knowing whether or not this was a subtle move on her part. It woke the primal urge of biting her belly with his lips anyway. What? I like to nom on my lady, too. Luckily for him, though, years of boot camp and training on enduring psychological torture made him not flinch, move, or even show interest with his eyes. Also, canonically speaking, Teemo doesn't open his eyes. He's got Brock problems.
Wait, canonically doesn't open his eyes?
Yeah, he doesn't have eyes open. He's always got, like, the closed forever eyes.
So he uses echolocation.
I don't know. He's a fucking Yertle, probably.
Oh my god, is Teemo Echo the Dolphin?
No, he's a Yordle. They're tiny little furry things.
Just imagining him as a turtle.
He just averted it entirely, suddenly very interested in the creases and marks on the wooden floor.
So?
Teemo's ears adjusted themselves to follow the voice as a reflex.
Are we going back to kissing or what?
Or what?
Yeah, the or what.
Yeah, or what? And he's like, sorry, just I've got this really good Blu-ray copy of Iga. He wished he didn't need another command. He wished he just sat up and over her, mashing their lips in an indecipherable mess. All right.
How do you sit over somebody?
Oh, I can demonstrate.
Like, there are ways. I've seen a lot of anime porn that starts that way. So
I've seen a lot of regular porn that starts that way.
Seen a lot of episodes of Beast Wars start that way.
Yeah, I've seen a SpongeBob episode that had that in it, so, you know, whatever. Mashing their lips in an indecipherable mess, but he didn't do it. It was her who sat up, placed a supportive hand on his knee, looked at him. That gaze wasn't corresponded.
I mean, unless you don't want to anymore.
I mean, you did mention that really cool copy of Iga on Blu-ray.
I really do like Blu-rays of Iga, but maybe we don't watch the Blu-ray of Iga?
No.
Honey, come on. Like, we watched it last night and the night before that.
And we will watch it again.
We will make out while watching it, and you will watch it while making out.
But honey, what if I said we could try anal, or, you know, what? I like, come on, honey, let's not do Iga.
We can
tonight.
Do that while we watch Iga.
But I don't really want to do that if we're watching Iga at the same time.
That's okay. Then we could just watch Iga.
Go get the popcorn. That was a very good one, Logan. Thank you.
And scene.
The thing is, it sounds accurate to Logan. It sounds exactly like Logan. What he would
say. It is legitimately Logan. It's just Logan. And he's going, why aren't we watching Iga right fucking now?
There was no act. That is actually Logan.
Episode's canceled. The next thing you will hear is us watching Iga for the next 2 hours and 47 minutes.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Iga podcast, episode 126. Today, we're going to be talking about what else but Iga. We got some new insight from the director. Apparently, he said, and I quote, please stop talking to me. You've already gotten all the material out of me you couldn't. I think that's a challenge. Let's watch Iga and see if we can catch anything we didn't that first go around.
Play that shit.
Da-da-da-da-da. All right,
you can't even guess, just to remind you.
What can I not guess?
That's where you are in the story.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, great. Excuse me. You can't even guess how much I want to, he said, just thinking out loud. But let her know she hadn't made a mistake and that he still desired her. Oh, boy, how he did. The fire always woke when he least expected it. That's called an erection. It's perfectly natural. Sometimes the mere action of her rocket jumping would send a shiver of excitement down his spine, impressed by the display of sheer badassery. And that same shiver would subtly shoot through his dick. There was no way in heaven or hell he would admit it to her face, though. To his surprise, she laughed. She laughed. She grabbed his chin. She turned his face. She took the initiative, cutting the tension with a knife. Their lips touched. And that same familiar tinge of arousal washed all over him again. though he made a display of self-control by not showing the slightest hint of it.
Oh no, I am still thoroughly invested in you suggesting we watch Iga again.
God, he'd waited for so long, and this wasn't even the first time he was watched Iga.
Memories flashed through his mind as she deepened the kiss.
Just more still images of Iga.
Fluttering her tongue along his lip.
Like the fly that...
The fly, like, yeah.
The fly who's as strong as a nuclear missile.
Yeah. Iga, Iga, Iga.
Asking for permission that he granted gently. There were many details he didn't remember. He didn't remember why they were on the same bed in the first place, instead of her sleeping on the top bunk. He didn't remember how it all even started. Was it a confession of love that he'd forgotten? Or was it just two lusty teenagers in boot camp quenching a thirst for contact?
Yeah, that's the one.
He only knew it happened while they were watching Iga.
The reason Logan's so quiet right now is he's put Iga on and has tuned us off.
Yes.
He's like, yo, this is a really good movie.
He only knew it happened one quiet night in the year.
We have meat layer. What the fuck?
I have meat layer?
Yeah, meat layer.
Speaking of meat layer, when are you sending out our butcher boxes?
Oh, I sent out the one to Dave, and then I sent out yours and Sean's also to Dave.
Wait.
What?
Why did you send them to Dave?
I got confused. I wished him Merry Christmas three times.
Shut the fuck up, Steve.
You didn't do that.
No, I didn't. Do you want yours? Do you want your meats?
I mean, I don't not want meat.
Fine. Let me work on meat right now.
You don't have to do that right now.
Butcher Box, unfortunately, does not deliver to Canada.
What?
No.
That's bullshit.
In their second year of their second encounter, when they were assigned together as a team, suddenly she was kissing him, and they were on the same bed, and he didn't even remember what it looked like. Most of the details that stuck with him were sensory, his area of specialty. The feeling of her tongue sloppily entering his mouth, the sensation of her teeth digging on his lower lip, the warmth of her legs straddling his hips, how it felt to roll her perky nipple with his thumb.
Whee!
He came back to reality when he remembered that they were both watching Iga.
Oh my god. Is there Iga fanfic now?
I hope so. Another wave of raw arousal. He knew he wouldn't have this much
Creavers.
He knew he wouldn't have this much dominion of himself much longer. He was craving it bad, and they were no longer inexperienced teenagers on a bunk bed in boot camp. This was so much different. Even in her kisses, she displayed her maturity. Tristana. That's right? Tristana?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Thank you, far away Dave, doing dishes. Bit
layer.
Still don't know what that is.
I don't know either.
Maybe he's making lasagna and he needs to put down a meat layer.
That makes sense.
Oh no, not layer. Layer.
As in like making an entire layer out of meat.
Like a dungeon, yeah.
You're in Florida. Florida doesn't have basements.
You don't know that.
I know David's place doesn't.
David digs 2 feet and strikes seawater.
Yeah! Rainy salt of the earth!
I will make the moistest al dente meat layer Florida has ever seen! Good, that shut everyone up. Let's go.
Bit his lip with her own and traced a line with her tongue, and he felt that familiar shiver. It began at the base of his neck and ravaged all of his nervous system, down his back and straight to his crotch.
Oh yeah.
God damn it. He laid hands on his furry chest. Or her hands laid on his furry chest. Now I know why Dave is really into this.
No.
Not in the furries?
Nope, never happened.
All right. And she gently pushed him down on the bed. She cut the kiss short, breathing heavily. Timo could tell. They both knew it. His senses were exceptional. And at this point, he must have inferred it not only from her breathing, but also from the subtle scent emerging from between her legs.
Oh, jeez.
Gods. He felt that scent before. How can you feel a scent?
It's in your olfactories, but it's also, like, very viscous.
I hate those olfactories. We need to replace them with new factories. Swish!
No.
I mean, it was good. You did it. Anyway, I am posting a picture of my meat layer.
Thank you.
Okay. Just meat and cheese.
And the hot sauce.
Sorry, and the hot sauce.
That's not a layer at all.
No.
Do I need to explain the joke? All right, so here's the joke. There is a YouTuber that my wife and I watch.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
His name is Altrive. He goes by Pikmin4 on the things. He has this bit where he was playing Among Us, and he walks into a room where two murders just happened, and he fucking just stands there. And then when the meeting gets called, he goes, "Welcome, welcome, welcome to my meat lair."
Cool, Dave.
I don't see how that...
That's okay. Mm. No.
It's like this.
All right, let me look up canned laughter just to make sure the bit lands.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But what we've been doing is we get like trays of like stack trays of meat. And we've been calling it a meat layer. Similar to how our kid calls tortillas burrito bread.
This is the least fan fiction episode we've had in a while.
In a while, yeah. Mm. He closed his eyes, enjoying its salty subtlety. His mind conjuring up mental images again. Most of them were about Iga.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't they be?
Mm-hmm.
So most of my thoughts are about...
Well, not exactly images per se, but certainly sensations. The desperate need for release. The shivering of her muscles as his inexperienced fingers work their magic, gently exploring in an unfamiliar cavity. The warmth. The wetness clinging to his fingertips.
The wetness. Have you ever touched pasta snot with your fingers? It's gross.
What the fuck is pasta snot?
It's al dente pasta.
No, it's not.
Pasta snot is when you're straining the pasta and the gross, like, almost mucousy snot that sometimes comes out and is left on...
What the fuck are you talking about? What are you doing to your pasta?
Pasta snot is a thing!
No, it's not!
Yes, it is!
I'm with Logan on this one. I don't know what you're talking about because I've never experienced this phenomenon.
Yeah, no, I don't know what the fuck you're doing to your pasta to make it snot-like.
I don't think we want to know.
Okay, I'm going to look up what it's technically called.
Are you just coming in your pasta?
No,
is that your seasoning?
No, I'm not coming in my pasta.
You're supposed to put a little olive oil in it, not a little human oil.
I prefer red sauce anyway.
Are you sure it's not like ectoplasm? We all know that Steve is haunted and technology dies in his house, a horrible death.
God damn it.
But I don't see what that has to do with pasta snot.
No, see, that's, well, that's
wait,
the
wait,
thing.
Wait. Are you suggesting that perhaps the reason that Steve-O is afraid of his own penis is because he uses it to season his own pasta and it ruins it every time?
I am going to the bathroom. I'll be back.
I'll be dente.
Also, let's talk about, why are you straining your pasta?
Read, don't read, talk about my pasta snotty dick. I don't care. I'll be back.
We finally pushed him to the edge.
We've broken him.
It only took 11 seasons.
So this month's Heatonist box, it's called Honey Badger Honey Mustard.
Oh shit, Steve-O sent me Ego fanfiction.
Oh no.
Her breath in his ears, breaking with pleasure. She couldn't know any better. She only had the feeling of her own hands to compare. He exhaled and returned to reality. Oops, there goes gravity. Are you okay? Tristana looked slightly concerned. We don't have to do anything if you really don't want to. He nodded, furiously.
He's like, no, we're fucking.
She giggled. Well, we're eager to watch Iga. She shifted position, straddling him with her legs, sitting on top of him. Hands, much less clumsy than years ago, traveled through his chest. Through his chest? Would she rip his heart out like in fucking Last Crusade?
Not Last Crusade, that's totally
not Last Crusade. Kali Ma, then up to his face, where a thumb caressed his lower lip. She sat down, and she felt it. The warmth and the hardness.
Plans to bring back Bionicles.
Bernie done it, you magnificent bastard.
She bit her lower lip, delighted with the result. Blood rushed to Timo's face as the awareness that she could feel his need against her butt hit him. There was something insanely arousing about her teeth biting on that plush, thin lip, and she giggled as she felt it twitch with need against her.
Okay, I'll go. She went back to kissing. She placed her hands to each side of his head, showing a dominance that he hadn't known in her before. She had matured from al dente to regular, and she had become fully aware of her charms.
Oh, yeah.
David, are you fucking masturbating?
No, the hot sauce is beating my ass right now.
Did you ever mail me the box?
No. It's literally sitting behind me.
Okay, that's great, because in the episode that's being posted this coming Friday talks about us having hot sauce New Year's. I would like to point out it is January 20th that we're recording this.
And this one's not going to come out until October.
Well, still have not sent the boxes.
There's no rush. I'm just pointing it out. That's all. I know you don't listen to the show anyway. Too busy eating your meat layers.
Oh, but I also have cheese. It's really good. But it's sauce, man. I made a mistake in picking the really hot sauce today.
It's not a mistake.
Oh, no, no. It's a comedy of errors, Steve. So earlier in the day, I had one of those atomic fireballs.
The cinnamon ones?
Yeah. And then I had like three more. And now I have holes in my tongue. So the really hot sauce is really hot on the really exposed flesh of my tongue.
I'm going to send you a utility-sized box of sour warheads.
Don't do it, I'll eat it.
All right, back to the story. Their lips... goodbye, Dave. Their lips entwined once more, sloppily. She didn't ask permission this time, ravaging his mouth with her curious tongue, mapping it like a conquistador. Her hips rocked oh so very slightly, and the first hint of a moan vibrated in their mouths. Do moans vibrate?
I mean, insofar as all sound is vibration.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go, He was sure this was some sort of wet fantasy, Logan. I need an extended wet noise.
Oh, okay, give me a sec.
Some sort of wet fantasy. Thank you. And he'd wake up at any minute in a cold sweat and a tent in the bed sheets like it had happened to him countless times before. You can stop it now.
No, keep going.
Why would I? Why would I stop?
Okay, well, that's the vibrating moan right there. Can you moan while doing that?
Give me a sec.
The sensation, however, gave him a reality check. The kiss deepened and she rolled her hips again lazily. Shooting a jolt of pleasure up Timo's body, he felt her breath hit his face as she suppressed a squeal of need. Gods, how much he dreamed of this exact moment. Her golden eyes closed and the most divine expression of arousal fluttered open, and the sight that welcomed her filled her with confidence. Timo was gripping the bed sheets with one hand, blue eyes closed, breath hitched, his face red as a tomato. Tristana, too, closed her...
He has fur. How does he have a red face?
He got dunked on an entire container of black cherry Mio.
That's hot. But, so, like, when I was in the bathroom, my headset stopped working, so I went to the bathroom counter and started dishing out my sleeping pills and stuff.
Why do you simply not take your headset off when you're going to go piss, just in case your microphone picks up your piss noises?
It wouldn't be my microphone, because my microphone goes to my good microphone out here on my computer.
Oh, I see.
So I can hear you and be in hopes that like, somebody accidentally comments on my dick, so...
Complete tangent. I hadn't looked at the patron chat for a while, and now I'm looking at there. It's like the Ahigo for Iga, and that doesn't really jive with seeing Mitch McConnell as Mr. Turtle from the Master of Disguise.
Are you telling me that scene that they filmed on 9/11 wasn't going to be a good scene?
Good what? God, did they?
Yeah, the Turtle Club scene was filmed on 9/11.
Oh.
Tristana, too, closed her grip on the sheets and placing a peck on his lips, moved again around Mitch McConnell's Ahigao for Inca face.
Can that be the next shirt?
The Mitch McConnell Ahigo for Inca?
Yes.
I feel like that's really pushing it. With, like, us getting sued.
There's no such thing as bad publicity for Ahigo Mitch McConnell. Ugh, I never want to say those words together again.
My face when Elaine Cho goes down on me.
You got to do the neck bend for the turtle.
I did. I came through. I came through for you, baby bird. Don't worry.
Breaking her excruciating slowness to gain speed, but only barely grinding their sexes together.
Like a pepper mill.
His hands shot to her hips, pushing her in a desperate attempt to gain more friction, but she did not budge.
Oh, dude, like, wait, there was a sequel to Ika?
No, the sequel to Ika has been talked about, but has never been worked on.
Man, missed opportunities.
Shane starts to hiss, and she did not budge. They gripped on the hem of her pants. He hissed through gritted teeth, trying to hide his obvious pleasure. She, however, could feel his dick twitch under her ministrations. That should be Xavier's first word if you're going to go with an SAT word, ministrations. Almost as if...
I don't know that you want that to be your child's first word.
Almost as if the sex itself was begging for her attention, and her own crotch was already beginning to complain. Do your guys' groins complain?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, when I've been having way too much sex, my groin goes, God, man, chill out with that.
Yeah.
Mine's the other way.
Oh, somebody buy Sean the al dente sex pasta for Christmas, please.
Okay.
Thank you. Asking for more with every twitch, Timo's teeth were so tight that it seemed they could break under their own pressure. His hands dug into her hips, gods all of her. It was so soft, so warm, so inviting.
So Bozer.
When you're here, you're family.
Oh, no.
All he wanted was to pin her to the bed and ravage her until he got the release he'd wanted for years. He knew, however, that this could not be rushed. His hands began to wander from her hips, fingertips grazing her soft thighs. Just barely through her pants, then grabbing her bare waist, then exploring her back. One of them ventured to her butt, giving a firm squeeze.
Not her butt. No, that's...
It's her butt. Now his hand has cooties.
That's the first image result for al dente sex pasta.
I mean, you blow it up and it's basically a fleshlight.
Yeah.
Or if you're like me, you don't need to blow it up.
This is the Berea Presents Ona Hole. I grossed myself out thinking...
Barilla?
Yeah, Berea.
Barilla?
Yeah, Berea.
Barillo pads.
Oh, God, please don't make pasta out of Brillo pads.
Those are for the real hardcore ones.
No, don't do that either. She hissed some consciously grinding ardor on him, and he welcomed the new friction like a blessing. It was him who connected their lips again. She stifled a moan against them, closing those big golden eyes to lose herself further in the sensation. She stopped, and she felt Timo writhe in frustration. She rose from her position, released him from the grip of her legs, and sat next to him. She stopped so suddenly that Timo's dick complained, suddenly deprived of the heavenly dry-upping, and he just stared at her, puzzled. Wait, him or the dick? Never mind. He swallowed, though his throat was dry. Trist! Do you remember that night? She asked, and her velvety voice shot another wave of need straight at his cock. He quickly stifled the urge. That night? At the bunk bed? He asked, just confirming their thoughts were on the same wavelength. She nodded. That one! He didn't say anything, giving her a free pass to continue. Logan!
Oh, I gotta go next.
Yep. Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
We're only gonna get one rotation in at this point.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, no, how horrible. We had fun.
Oh, no, fun never happens on this show.
Yeah, it never happens on this show.
This is a no fun zone.
Today on the Everybody Has No Fun Zone.
All of our pasta's cooked for 72 minutes. The opposite of al dente.
Oh. That must be how you keep getting your fucking pasta slime.
Yeah.
No one had ever touched me that way before that night, Timo. She mumbled, her face flushing further. I remembered that night for years. When we separated at the ceremony, and I saw you for the last time, something in me wished we'd done it once more. He swallowed again. So she did feel the same way then.
Really?
Really?
He could not believe it. Now he was sure this was some sort of twisted fantasy. Her ears poked down, and she placed her hands atop her knees. Sometimes, when I was alone at night, I remembered your fingers. And
yeah, they call them fingers, but
I've never seen them fing. She bit her lower lip, making obvious that the memory still brought her arousal.
Oh, there they go.
Oh, there they go. But there was one thing that always bothered me about it. He shivered. And it wasn't the urge to fuck this time. His mind quickly skimmed through all the sensations he remembered, trying to find the flaw. The mere thought of having failed at pleasing her made him deflate. It was obvious he'd failed at it, considering his lack of experience, but I never got to touch you.
What?
The best NBA players of all time. Number one, Michael Jordan. The famously competitive Jordan once dunked on a 6'1" John Stockton, and when a fan yelled, "Pick on someone your own size," came back down the court and murdered the fan.
He blinked, and blood rushed to his cheeks so fast it made him dizzy. There she was, solemn in her fierce beauty, and she was admitting she wished she'd jacked him off. It was like everything he ever dreamed. Her expression shifted quickly from shyness to a meek smile, ears perking up again. Her thumb found his lips again, and he planted a kiss on it, which widened her smile. I thought maybe if we met each other again, I could fix that. Her finger left his mouth, and he sighed, partially from relief and partially because his groin was complaining severely. Tristana, you're killing me.
You're killing me.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Lois, you're killing me.
Her hand traced down his chin, then the reddish fur on his neck, down to his chest and belly, teasing with his tips of her fingers.
Florida-style pizza. Huh?
Yeah, Florida-style pizza, right on your chest and belly.
Nice. He's reading the article that says pizzeria that accidentally spilled Bud Light on pizza, just calling it Florida-style.
Teasing with the tips of her fingers, and it finally landed on the tent in his pants. She palmed it softly, squeezing her fingers.
Like a basketball.
Yeah, like you do. Squeezing her fingers around the shaft as much as she could around the thick fabric.
Make basketball an Olympic sport, please.
Basketball?
Basketball, yes.
Patrick Ewing is one of the most dominant big men to ever play the game, but will always be haunted by the fact that he never won a Super Bowl.
All right. And he instinctively humped, which drew another giggle. Shit, he hissed. She didn't reply.
No, it's not shit. It's Florida-style pizza.
Yeah, it's shit. Her slim fingers curled around his sex, pumped ever so slightly, and his blue eyes shut tight in delight. She needed no more signals. Her hands fidgeted with the belt, then the button, then the zipper. She slid it down carefully and was greeted with the delightful sight of Timo's tight gray boxers, a damp spot already on the tip.
Oh, see, that's just part of the boxer design. It's there on purpose.
Yeah, it's so you know where the tip of the cock is.
Exactly. It's like a map.
He opened his eyes and found hers full of marvel and curiosity.
And pasta.
That would be definitely a medical condition.
Can't people, like, shoot pasta through their tear ducts?
Yeah, but it's not supposed to stay in there.
I don't know. I don't tell people. I don't yuck their yum.
Yes, you do.
How?
You don't let anyone put things in your butt. That's yucking people's yum.
Okay, putting things in people's butts.
No, in your butt specifically.
So you're telling me by the fact that I'm denying people anal sex with me, I am yucking the yum.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's take this to a court of law.
All right. I will now convene the Council of Three.
God damn it.
It's so funny every time it happens and he doesn't expect it.
I don't. Okay. Please finish the damn page.
He opened his eyes and found hers full of marvel and curiosity. They shot from his eyes to his sex and back, almost as if waiting for approval. And he nodded, pulling another smirk out of her. Her fingertips teased the shaft, slowly and lazily, and he inhaled sharply, stifling a moan.
Does anybody else get it whenever they say they're doing things sexy-wise, like lazily, that they're just completely disinterested in it?
No, it's... Some of us like to take our time.
Yes, but that's not lazy, that's patiently. Lazily is just like, oh, I don't really want to fondle this dick, but there we go.
It's like that handjob scene from Animal House.
That's a good callback.
She was really enjoying herself, much to his chagrin. Thumb and index gripped the tip, caressing it, and he sighed, eyes fluttering, hands once again clutching the bed sheets.
It took us over an hour to get through a single rotation. We're just going to do Rule 34 for a couple of minutes since it's been a while since we've done that.
Okay.
And then we'll call it a night. I'm pitching the first one. Bernie Sanders.
Oh, Lord.
Sean, how many?
$1.
Logan, how many?
75.
Shit. David, how many?
I'm asking you to make my bid 76.
Fucking bitch.
Sean gets it.
What?
Yeah. Fuck you, Dave.
How much?
One.
What? Whoa. That means Sean wins forever. He's the new king of town.
Post it.
Yeah, post it.
It's literally just a furry dude with a dick that's got a piercing in it wearing a Bernie shirt. There you go.
That's kind of disappointing.
It is disappointing, but you got it, so what am I looking up?
Oh, Christ, I wasn't even thinking about this. You know what? Since we're on the subject, Timo.
All right. David.
206.
Sean.
$1.
Logan.
207. Fuck you, Dave.
Ooh. Logan wins.
Ooh, fuck me.
758.
Well, damn.
Oh, wow.
It's a lot. Logan, what do we got?
We got Yakuza.
Okay.
Finally, it's Friday.
Yes, finally. David.
$1.
Sean.
2,000.
Logan.
I'm going to say 300.
David wins.
Woo!
What?
$1, baby!
There's only 93.
Oh.
Wow, that's surprising.
Well, I'm going to interject here because I think all y'all got one at that point, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
I am going to put in the Sun.
Ah, 1994's NBA Jam has been updated with 2021 rosters.
All right, you know what? No, I take that back because you mentioned NBA Jam. Hillary Clinton.
Wait.
Oh.
sure, whatever.
No, I get the connection.
Logan.
50.
Sean.
$1.
David.
75.
I think Sean wins.
Oh, thank God.
What do you mean you think Sean wins?
You said 50 and David said 75 and Sean said 1, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, there's only 14.
Oh.
Thank God.
I wish it was 0.
Sean, what we got?
Oh, fuck. Now you're putting me on the spot again. Monster Hunter.
David.
27.
Logan.
200.
Sean.
250.
Sean wins again.
Damn.
6,455.
Good Lord.
Jesus, people want to be fucking monsters.
Yes. Yes, they do. Give me another one, Sean.
Why me?
Because you got it right again.
Master of Disguise.
Jesus, oh, no.
No, oh, no, go away, cat.
Logan.
$1.
Sean.
$2.
David.
$3.
Logan wins.
Yes.
I think that's the first time we had the 1-2-3 punch and the one got it.
Yep.
Logan, what am I looking up?
Hockey.
All right. Sean.
I'm just going to go with $1.
David.
68.
Logan.
1,000.
David wins. Good. Only 10 off, 78.
Mm. Oh, I was really hoping that Logan would have gone with the funny internet number.
But I'm curious because there's a tag of 15 for Hockey Wolf.
What?
Okay.
Okay. What is it?
Is that Wolf playing hockey?
Yeah, looks like it.
Furries playing hockey? Okay.
I dig it.
See, I thought it would be a lot because of Mighty Ducks.
That's actually really cute. I'm putting it in porn spam. because there is penis, but that's still really cute.
Yeah.
That's adorable. Come on.
Yeah, it's because they're like, hi, lover. Are you ready to watch the new game from the Moose Jaw Hockey Bags? And he's like, yes, my lover.
Honestly, this tag has a lot of high quality. Like that's sensual.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's called Cute Boys Fucking. It's great.
How's that hockey related?
This one looks a little weird.
Oh, that's because the hockey stick is in him. It has become part of him. You can see it peeking out from the back of his throat there.
Ugh.
All right. Dave, what's...
I like how you were like, I'm going to look at that. I'm going to try to call him on it, but I don't know if it's actually true or not.
I don't want to, Dave.
It's his fang.
What am I looking up?
Well, since we're on it, Dongo Trump.
Like spelled Dongo Trump or just...
No, like the fucking guy.
Oh,
that means it's more than one by a bunch.
Oh.
Logan.
Oh, man. I don't know, like 50?
David.
420, blaze it.
Sean.
$1.
Sean wins. There's only 10.
Oh.
I would still qualify it as more than one by a bunch, so.
It's true.
It's my turn now that you all got it again. We'll do one more round after that and then call it a night. Homer Simpson.
Hey. Hello, Marge.
Marge.
You're not the boy.
Marge. Why do you all think that Homer sounds like that?
Marge.
Marge.
Marge, do you have my hockey wolf outfit?
But Marge, I'm a hockey wolf now, Marge. It's my persona.
Homer?
Homer!
Homer, you can't have a persona.
But Marge.
David, what do you think?
69, dude.
Logan.
75.
Sean.
420, blaze it.
Sean wins. 908.
Merge, I'm a popular porn star, Merge.
I'm a popular porn star. I want to look at this and see what, like, the first image is. That's not Homer. Oh.
Is it Homer the Iliad?
No. It's like a super duper awful looking Marge, but they did a very cartoony, like, sketch of Homer in the left corner where he looks like a bean.
Oh, wow. That's...
Merge, I'm a bean, Merge.
What the fuck?
No. I take that back. He looks like an inhaler with googly eyes.
Also, this is a reference to the episode where Marge got breast implants.
Oh.
Do you remember the episode where Marge got breast implants? I do.
Oh, yeah. The one where Krusty had to remember the word Magumbo?
Yeah.
Oh, there's some body horror on this site.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
Merge. Merge, I'm melting, Merge.
Merge, look, it dumps like a truck.
No, Merge, you don't want it to work anymore, Merge.
Sean, what am I looking up?
I'm too hypnotized by Homer's ass there.
Yeah, I'm very big.
What, Garfield?
Garfield the series or Garfield the cat?
Both.
There are two separate numbers.
Hmm.
Garfield the series includes other characters from Garfield.
No, let's go with the series.
Okay. Logan.
700.
David.
702.
Sean.
420.
Blazer.
Nobody wins.
Oh, shit. We all overbid.
There's only 280.
So this is neither here nor there, but Doritos 3D are back, but it's not the jalapeno flavor, so it's not good.
Logan, what am I looking up?
Smite.
Oh.
All right. I'm with it. How come there are no furry gods in Smite?
I mean, there's Fenrir.
Nah, he's not furry.
Yeah, he is.
Technically, Zeus is.
No, he's not a furry.
Yes, he is.
Fenrir is definitely a furry.
No, he's not. Like,
what about Hockey Wolf? He's a god in Smite.
Hockey Wolf. Yeah, he's my favorite Roman god. Like, you got Jupiter, you got Juno, Hockey Wolf.
Hockey Wolf. All right, Smite is up. Sean.
$1.
David.
Look, there are a lot of titties in Smite, so I'm going to say like 1,000.
Logan.
I'm going to say like 200.
David wins.
Wow.
Damn right I do. Get off of my titties.
1,474.
God
Jesus.
Damn. It's a lot of titties.
Go ahead, Dave.
Oh, Tekken.
Ah. Ah.
Ah.
Mm.
See. Tekken.
Sean.
$1.
Logan.
200.
David.
The king of Iron Fist Tournament. Enter the Tekken. And 310.
So David wins. Also, I love that ending. Thank you for mentioning the Tekken 3 credits song. I love that so much.
Yeah, because it fucking rips, dude.
Like, okay. So Tekken 3 also holds a great spot in my heart because the bowling alley that I used to frequent when I was part of a league, don't make fun. Don't do it.
Why would I make fun? You were trying your best to learn how to do things.
He was just too busy playing with balls.
Ah ha. I would be there around the time they'd turn the machines on, and Tekken 3 always perked up my morning. Turn the machine on, bing, good morning.
And then he goes, chicken.
Chicken. David wins. You said 310?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you were close. 6,505.
I'm not close. That's not close. It's not even close. That ain't even close to, like, close.
That's a lot of Tekken. All the individual Tekkens, even if you said, like, fucking Tekken 7. Tekken 7 has 890.
I don't know. I haven't played a Tekken since 4.
Of course it's fucking Kazama Asuka. There's just so much porn of her.
Wait, which one's that?
Asuka? The one that looks like a Mishima but isn't?
Oh, yeah, the one that everyone wants to stick their genitals into her exhaust port. Yeah,
gotcha. But...
Again, I haven't played a Tekken since Tekken 4.
She's a Kazama, isn't she? She's Jin's daughter, right?
She's a robot, though.
No.
She's not Jin's daughter. She's Jin's robot.
No, wait. I'm thinking of a different character.
You are thinking of a different character, yes. Anyways, good game. Good fanfic, I think, because I don't remember most of it. I just mostly remember us yelling about stuff. You know, that's how good episodes go, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's got a lot of different names, Logan. Pasta Snot, Pasta Slime, Pasta Phlegm. I'm not the only one who has experience with this phenomenon.
Yes, but you're the only one in this call, so I don't know what you're doing wrong.
Okay, when we finally do the damn cooking show, I will make you...
It will totally make sense when you're making your fucking pasta in the microwave like you're making all your other food that you have pasta phlegm.
Or you boil it for 3 fucking hours and it all disintegrates into just nothingness.
And I totally forgot to put the Patreon list here at the end. Just assume that I did. Just pretend that I was competent. That's how this will end.